This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 5th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Temperatures are mild across Israel today. In Jerusalem, it's cloudy but pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze. Meanwhile, Haifa is warming up nicely under clear skies. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF destroyed a 30-meter-long Hezbollah tunnel in southern Lebanon earlier today. Also, JNS notes that the U.S. and Gulf states have pushed a new UN resolution targeting Iranian mines in the Strait of Hormuz from earlier this hour, also this hour. Ynet reports Israel remains on alert amid Gulf escalation as Trump vows action, with Israel warning of possible strikes if Iran does not back down. Separately, according to I-24 News, the Iron Dome intercepted an Iranian missile over the UAE earlier today, marking its first operational use in a foreign nation. And finally, Walla reveals that Prime Minister Netanyahu has requested to cancel his testimony tomorrow due to urgent political and security meetings. Just in. Reaction has been swift on social media. Israel Hayom reports that the U.S. and Israel are considering strikes on Iranian missile launchers and energy sites, posting earlier today. Al Arabiya's account states that Saudi Arabia condemned the Iranian attacks on the UAE, calling them unprovoked and severe, in a post from earlier. Meanwhile, H.A. Hussein noted today that Iran fired 19 projectiles on the UAE, pointing out the lack of projectiles on Israel in his commentary. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF operation, the Jerusalem Post details that the tunnel in southern Lebanon contained dozens of explosive devices and anti-tank missiles. This discovery highlights ongoing tensions between Israel and Hezbollah. The impact on regional stability remains uncertain. Turning to the UN resolution, JNS reports that the measure aims to force Tehran to disclose mine locations and halt attacks on commercial shipping. This comes as global shipping lanes face increasing threats. The resolution could escalate diplomatic tensions with Iran. Meanwhile, Ynet outlines that Israel is preparing for potential strikes if Iran escalates further. The warning follows Trump's pledge to free ships stuck in the Strait of Hormuz. Such actions could lead to heightened military conflict in the region. Separately, I-24 News highlights the Iron Dome's interception over the UAE. This marks a significant moment for Israel's defense technology abroad. It demonstrates the system's versatility and the deepening defense ties with Gulf nations. Finally, Walla reports that Netanyahu's decision to postpone his testimony reflects the urgency of current political and security challenges. The implications for his legal proceedings remain to be seen. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that Keystone will join the Hot Mobile acquisition, replacing More Investment House in the consortium with Delek Israel and Leumi Partners. Separately, CTEC reveals that Apple will settle the iPhone slowdown saga with a $3.3 million payout to Israeli users affected by battery-related performance updates. And finally, Walla Business notes that MasterCard, in collaboration with Bank Hapoalim and Isracard, executed Israel's first online purchase using only an AI agent, marking a significant step in digital transactions. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.